Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Dominguez on the 25th of October. News of Daily Tech Shot in less than 2 minutes. A new report lays bare Amazon's central role in enabling the current immigration crackdown in the US. In June, when the US Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency began separating migrant children from their parents, data mining firm Palantir came under fire for providing the agency with the software that helped them do it. It designed an investigative case management system, a critical component of ICE's deportation operations, which runs on Amazon servers thanks to a government-sanctioned contract with Palantir. Amazon Web Services hosts several other major immigration-related databases for the feds, including biometric data for 230 million individuals, including fingerprints, face records, and iris scans, which are playing a growing role in immigration enforcement around the country. Apple CEO is calling for new United States digital privacy laws. The US should follow the EU's lead and introduce a comprehensive federal privacy law, Apple CEO Tim Cook said during a speech at the privacy conference in Brussels yesterday. Modern technology has enabled the creation of a data industrial complex that leads to our data being used against us with military efficiency, Cook said. These stockpiles of personal data serve only to enrich the companies that collect them. This should make us very uncomfortable, he added. Apple and Samsung are being fined 10 million euros and 5 million euros respectively in Italy for the planned obsolescence of their smartphones. An investigation launched in January by the nation's competition authority found out certain smartphone software updates had a negative effect on the performance of the devices. Believed to be the first ruling of its kind against smartphone manufacturers, the investigation followed accusations operating system updates of older phones slowed them down, thereby encouraging the purchase of new phones. AI-powered cars aren't smart enough to drive yet, but the Israeli startup iSight that builds AI-powered cars says they are smart enough to know when human drivers are doing something stupid. iSight, which just raised $15 million, uses facial recognition processing and AI to track drivers' eye openness, gaze direction, and head position to determine attentiveness. When a driver gets distracted by something, the system switches over to self-driving mode. The European Union will require driver monitoring systems by 2020, meaning more distracted driver watchbots are on the way. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.